This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. For the first time in his administration, President Bush today welcomes a Palestinian leader to the White House. Prime Minister Mahmoud Abbas is visiting President Bush 4 days ahead of a White House visit by Israel's Prime Minister Ariel Sharon. The Bush administration is trying to maintain momentum on a new U.S.-backed Middle East peace initiative known as the Roadmap. NPR's Vicki O'Hara reports.
There is much symbolism attached to this visit. For the first half of his administration, President Bush refused to invite longtime Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat to the White House. Mr. Bush maintained that Arafat was not committed to peace. Mr. Bush offers a very different assessment of Abbas, who became prime minister under powerful U.S. pressure for reform within the Palestinian Authority. The president calls Abbas a man of peace. In an address last night at the Council on Foreign Relations in Washington, Mahmoud Abbas reinforced the image.
I will not spare any effort to succeed in our quest for peace. We will establish a Palestinian state, and this state will be democratic. This state will be a good neighbor to Israel and all other states in the region. This is my pledge, and this is my vision.
This week, Secretary of State Colin Powell lauded the accomplishments of the new reform-minded prime minister, whose hold on political power is tenuous and constantly challenged by Yasser Arafat, the founder of Palestinian nationalism. Powell made it clear that the United States wants to reinforce the image of Abbas, who lacks popularity among his own people.
I think that Prime Minister Abbas has a lot to show for his stewardship over the past few months. And what we are trying to do is to show to the Palestinian people that this man is a leader who can take them to the goal that we all have, and that is for the creation of a Palestinian state living side by side in peace with Israel.
There is good reason for the Bush administration to be pleased. Abbas promised to stop violence by Palestinians against Israelis, and for the most part, he has succeeded. He has not dismantled armed militant groups, but he has convinced extremists to agree to a limited 3-month ceasefire. His team also has brought a measure of accountability to Palestinian finances. In recognition of that, the United States, for the first time, has pledged $20 million in aid directly to the Palestinian Authority. Previous aid was directed through international organizations. But the Palestinian people feel that Israel has not done enough in return. Abbas acknowledged that last night.
My visit to the United States comes at an extremely sensitive time. While the implementation of the roadmap has started, the process remains fragile. There are many skeptics who do not believe that the roadmap will succeed, and there are those who do not want it to succeed. They must be proven wrong, and the only way to do that is through action.
Israel has made some concessions to the Palestinians. It has withdrawn from some Palestinian areas and dismantled some illegal settlement outposts. But the Palestinians charge that settlement growth in the occupied territories continues. And Israel, they say, maintains a stranglehold on Palestinian economic and social life. But for Abbas, the top priority is obtaining the release of Palestinian prisoners from Israeli jails. He addressed that issue through an interpreter.
This is a very important issue. The Israelis were supposed to release those prisoners, but so far this has not taken place.
Israel has as many as 5,000 or 6,000 Palestinian prisoners. The Sharon government released a small number of them after the ceasefire was declared and promised to let go about 400 more at an unspecified date. But Israeli Foreign Minister Sylvan Shalom warned during a visit to Washington this week that Israel has no intention of releasing all of them.
You should understand that we can't release murderers and those who were released in the past and were involved with terrorism once again.
Mahmoud Abbas also wants U.S. assistance in halting the construction of an Israeli security fence that is impinging on Palestinian territory. Secretary of State Powell says that the Bush administration is talking to Israel about whether, in his words, adjustments should be made. The issue undoubtedly will be discussed further on Tuesday when Mr. Bush meets with Prime Minister Sharon. Vicki O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.